Tone Deaf Radio.
Log Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Mr. Boss, Ricky Rouse. Me and my team realized we took over the streets. We took over the rap game. Now we're gonna take over the world. Bring it to y'all. My new energy drink, Boost. It comes in all different types of flavors. You got vanilla, you got tequila, and you got my favorite, Triller. But don't take my word for it, because I can't believe it and trust it at all. Take from these qualified questionnaires that I just took from random people.
This the best! What? This energy drink, nigga? Why you ain't drinking it? Go out there and drink it. Go buy it. We taking over. We taking it all. We doing it all. All the girls across the world, just listen.
My good friend Ricky, a man I never met called Ricky Rouse, told me to try this new energy drink called Boost. I didn't think it would be good. I thought it'd be nasty. But then I tried it and it had my favorite flavor. It's called Cough Syrup Reboost. And they even put me on the can and I was like, oh, I gotta try it.
Hold on now. All I remember is Triller, Vanilla, Killer, Rillis, Chinchilla, Gorilla. There ain't no cough syrup flavors out there.
Man, I just was trying to get some cough. I don't need no. Every can that I drink got my face on it, so I just assumed.
Hold on now, Playboy. What you got in your hair there? This is the Riff 4 family here, Playboy. God damn, that the legend, Playboy. Get your wing, Playboy.
That's a damn shame right there, rolling around like a monkey. So if you don't want to be like him, be like this monkey rolling on the floor, drink the boost, and be a boss on the street.
Chillin'!
Boss.
Say that again. I couldn't hear you over the sound of me shitting myself.
I done came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who bling up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds serves you on the street or on the beach. Y'all ain't able to do our shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. To see they'll do more to tan you to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head. Call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words wall like jihad. I write dope, slow crack. My notepad need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs. Y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my songs need you to munchie.
I'd like to welcome everybody to another exciting episode of the Definitely Fresh Show. I am your host, Young Fresh. I got my DJ in the building as always, Mr. Tone Deaf on the ones and twos. And my somewhat slightly drunk belligerent cousin will be in the building shortly if she's not already here.
Nah, she ain't here yet.
Okay, good, because she probably was going to rant about how she's not drunk or belligerent, but we all know the truth. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
All right, so while getting the show set up, dog, I just actually listened to this song, and all bullshit aside, it's not a bad song. It can actually get airplay. I wouldn't play it on my station, but I could see it actually getting real radio airplay, though.
I like that song a lot better than the new version they use.
Yeah, probably because they would have to pay these cats.
Well, they're going to have to pay the other cats.
Yeah, but the other cats look like they'd just be okay with taking a lesser dollar amount to just sit at home and eat off this single. You know, these cats might have wanted to put this on their album, actually do a career from this. You know, we'll see. But,
Right. Like, and you know, as I was looking on my Facebook page this morning, and I was going through, like, you know how people write notes?
Yeah.
I've written a lot of shady notes in my life.
I actually had to go back and look at my old notes, because, you know, Facebook has the feature where you can go back and see what was written as of this day, a minimum of at least a year ago. If I go back and I look at some of the shit that I've written, like, yeah, I've done some ignorant things. I'm scared to see what your notes would be, though.
No, like, I just, you know, I used to do, like, I used to have these sections where I would write, like, 25 of my most random thoughts, and I would write them in a note format. And it'd be like real thoughts, and then I had one. Like, I wrote notes that applied to my everyday life, but I wrote it from my perspective. Like, a lot of chicks don't think they have hood rat qualities, but they do a lot of hood rat things.
Man.
Well, I wrote 10 things, and if all 10 of these things fit you, then you are definitely a rat.
Hence the birth of the Definitely Fresh Show.
Right, so I think Definitely Fresh Show was born a long time ago. I think it was born on Facebook.
It probably was.
And you know what? Shout out to the fact that Tone Deaf Radio has been the only, damn near only outsource of radio via the internet for a whole year. Well, except for Homer Blow. Homer Blow's always on South of
yeah.
Homer
Blow. You can't really, hate on Homer, though.
Homer like, Blow inspired me to do this. This is why I do this now. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's the reason why, like, anybody thought about, like, fuck V100. We just do it on the internet.
Right, I like Homer Blow. Man. I used to listen to Homer. I used to listen to Blow Radio a lot.
I still do, because they have this women's panel show that comes on.
And on the women's panel show is always Denver's best show.
Right, and they cracking. Shout out to Keisha and all of them over there.
I don't listen to it as much as I used to, but I used to listen to Blow Radio. Me and used to listen very religiously. And you know,
I
you write on all that. Like, because they always had good times. You write on the wall, and then, like, it'd be extra funny because then, you know, Homer Blow would read your comment out in the air. And that's when I found that out. It was really funny.
Yeah, well, that's something, you know, definitely we'll look forward to doing here on Tone Deaf Radio once we get off of Blog Talk, because I'm not going to say nothing, but we may only be on Blog Talk for a year. Okay.
Hey, everybody's got to start somewhere.
And that's why I'm not knocking Blog Talk. I do hate the fact that when I look at all these other, you know, avenues to fly independent where we don't need Blog Talk to do stuff, they don't give you a preview of what it looks like. Don't let you test drive it for a week or, you know, nothing like that. It's 100% like, hey, nigga, you going to buy or you not going to buy?
Right, like you gotta commit right away.
Right, so I'm being iffy about that, but I'm probably just going to say, fuck it, and just throw $30 out there 1 month to just test it, and then if we don't like it, we still got Blog Talk.
Right, cause like, I want to actually move from where we are actually to, like, it's a real, like, we in a real studio.
Yeah, I've been working on that. I've been working on
wanna
that,
get,
too.
I want to get to that point. Well, shout out to the fact that Tone Deaf Radio will turn one as of, what is it, April 13th?
Yes. Definitely Fresh Show turns one as of
April 20th.
Right.
Well, what year were you 12? Born in 91, so 2003.
I don't know who's.
I really had to calculate that.
Nigga, I was asking you because I wasn't doing it.
Wait, who is that? Do we have extra people in the building?
We got people running around the building right now, so don't worry about that.
Really? You know, like they doing math? They math just as bad as mine, I suppose.
Definitely your math is bad, bro. Your math is bad. But
I found out firsthand at work today that if someone is, it is very hard to count and talk to people at the same time. It never works out.
Yes, that's why you always post. That's why the machines do everything now. Not because we don't trust you niggas, it's because y'all can't do two things at one time. That's what it is.
I swear to Jesus, I hate people who pay for shit with change. Like, if you don't have single dollars, I can tolerate. But don't pay. If you're going to pay in change, at least pay with all quarters. Even the count quarters. Like, niggas want to pay with dimes, nickels, pennies. Yeah, Buffalo quarter. I want to try and put it in the bowl.
You can't get mad, though, man. You got to, like, okay, if that's all you got in your pocket, and you really got to get these groceries, then you got to put them nickels and dimes and pennies on the table.
Yes,
now,
if
they're buying cigarettes, then, yeah, you can yell at them. It's not that serious.
And I wasn't in someone's anger. It was like she rushed me, but I'm trying to make sure that, like, she had a fistful of change. She had about $3 in change. It wasn't just all quarters. It was nickels and dimes and pennies, so, like, I had to make sure I counted right, so I counted it like 3 times, and she signed it. Right, too long, sir. I almost said, look, shut up. I'm trying to count this. If you just had some singles or a solid bid, we wouldn't be going through this. Matter of fact, right. You have a debit card in your purse because I see it sticking out. Why didn't you just swipe that? You could check this for loose change in the car.
Because she ain't got no money on the debit card.
That was not my fault.
That's what it'd be. But we actually got a really packed show. I'm going to go find Mimi to see where the hell she at, because we have to do the return of what would Mimi do after last week's episode, or should I say debut episode of it. And no, people, it's not going to be as wild as it was last time, because hell, we didn't screen them people, so we didn't know they were that damn freaky.
Right.
Then also tonight's topic.
I was told everybody's using anonymous names now because I slandered everybody's screen name. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to slander y'all's screen name, but hey, did y'all not hear the letters that was read behind these screen names? Like,
and if you pay attention, the ones that use their screen names wasn't nothing more than like, hey, I need help. I want to go fuck off, but I need somebody to justify it. But it was the ones where it'd be like, you just nasty. Them was the ones who wouldn't tell you their name to begin with. You know. But, yep. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break as we try to go find Mimi. Tonight's episode is all about exes. Why they keep coming back. Why won't they leave and stay gone? Or did you make the mistake of actually leaving your ex to begin with because you ain't did shit with your life since then? So, of course, I want to go ahead and kick tonight off with a song that has been tearing up the charts lately in regards to about exes. It's actually going to go outside the normal mode of music here because, you know, we're really hip-hop based. So I want to throw some pop music on here. This is why I'm mad Mimi's not here because she actually loves this song. It's actually by Taylor Swift. It's called We Are Never Ever.
Sam, you are not going
yes,
to
yes, it is being played and you are being muted, sir. Yes. It's on now. Shut up.
We broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. I'm never ever. record that's much cooler than mine.
So we're going to go ahead and actually bring the Ghetto Prophet herself into the building, Miss Mimi herself. I don't know why I gave her a hand clap like she's somebody special, like she's an actual like guest or anything and whatnot. But Mimi,
shout out to the first time for everything.
Yeah.
That was first and last time you saw ever hear random white women. Music played on Devil Refresh, so.
No, I can't sit here and say it's last because a white woman's music is going to make it onto the show again.
Another damn Taylor, man.
Hey, man, it fits perfectly with the topic. Plus, Mimi used to be running around singing this for no reason. So since this is her inspired topic, it's perfectly fitting.
You know what? I can't knock it.
Yeah.
She came up with a topic, so if she wanted to hear Taylor Swift, then to Taylor Swift.
Right, because you sure didn't have a topic this week.
Man, I definitely didn't.
I didn't either, man. I can't even lie.
Right. So when I see the tape, I'm like, you got a topic. I was like, well, what? I shit my pants. I'm like, wait a minute.
Nah. But, so Mimi.
Yes.
How you doing today?
It's too fucking cold, man.
Cold, niggas falling all over the place. People breaking lint just that fast. I'm just, it's rough out here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, because I'm watching it bust his ass on Burleigh and Appleton.
Yeah.
I laugh so hard, man.
Like, I don't like to laugh at the misfortune of other people if I don't know you. But it's something about when you see a random non-old person fall down that you can't help but to stop and laugh. You really can't. Especially if they fat man fall. Which I need to add to the Definitely Fresh dictionary this week since I done said it at least 8 times already. For those of you who don't know what a fat man fall is, it's that slow motion breakdown when a person slips and falls. Which one of the co-hosts of Definitely Fresh Show did this weekend in the front room while trying to steal chicken.
Man, that nigga fell flat on his face and didn't get up.
And he stayed there holding the chicken because it didn't touch the floor or nothing. But, okay, Mimi. So, exes that won't go away. What inspired this? Because I know you have a story behind everything.
It's actually, I don't know what it is. I don't know if motherfucker done fucked around, spilled some pheromones on me. I don't know what it is. But, like, the past, what's it been, about 2 weeks or so? No, roughly 2 weeks. Who knows? Just people that I used to talk to, it's like they're all popping up out of the blue, like, at the same time. And it's creeping me the fuck out. Because it's people I haven't talked to in years, like, since we broke up and shit. And they just kind of...
Some Girl Scout cookies, man.
Freaking me out and shit. Something.
I think it's the Girl Scout cookies.
There's some kind of
voodoo
going on.
Voodoo. No, I think it's the...
You know me, like, I got too many issues and shit, so I'm feeling this might be a setup and niggas plotting on me. I don't know. I'm paranoid.
Nah, voodoo. How are you going to talk about voodoo when you the one that's talking about, hey, WrestleMania in New Orleans. Let's go.
Do you see Death Around the Corner?
See Death Around the Corner. Speaking of Death Around the Corner, I've been hearing nothing but Tupac songs all day today, like on the regular radio. I turned on the radio, V100, 103.7, 98.3, all was playing different Tupac songs. I was damn near about to call Mimi and say, hey, is this some special Tupac thing going on today? Because this is not like all of them to play Tupac. And whatnot. But that's funny that you do bring that up about the exes, because after word got out that I have a kid on the way, about two or three exes came out of nowhere and had the audacity to be mad at me that I have kids on the way now. Like, I was supposed to wait for them to get their shit together from 15 years ago. Still confused about that?
Very much so.
Still, like, really, though, y'all have no authorities on that. But, Mimi, how do you get rid of these exes that just won't stay gone? Besides killing them.
Man, I was going to say, you know, like, everything is death, man.
Right. That's like, besides killing them.
I mean, I don't, because, like, ignoring and it's nothing that's really working right now. Like, one just texts continuously. I cannot respond for fucking 48 hours. He'll come right back. Like, the conversation never skipped a beat. So, I don't know. Motherfuckers is getting harder to repel these days. They ain't trying to leave you alone.
Juan, what about you, man? Like, have you had any exes in your past that you can be happy and then they want to come back around?
No, they pretty much leave because I was, you know, a jackass. But I don't have that many exes. So, you know. One I did have, she graduated college and moved on.
Good for her.
No, not for her.
What, you mad because she don't want to embedder herself? You are a terrible human being, sir. That you are.
No. She's cool people. I didn't think she was going to finish college.
You do get some that do that, though. The ones that just...
Right.
College is a career.
She was there for so long, bro. Like, I used to just bother her. I used to bug her. Like, damn, I ain't never going to graduate. Never going to do it. Like, so I think my reverse, my negativism, is that a word? Is it not just going in the dictionary?
Your negativism has influenced her to better herself, to prove you wrong?
Well, not just, you know, for me, like, it was a big step. Like, she was actually the first person in her family to actually go to college and finish. No. So shout out to her for doing that. But
shout out to her, though.
I have people who don't like to talk to you when you're single, but when you dating, when you get a girlfriend, everybody wants to know your name now.
That is, you know, I see that a lot on Twitter. Like, you hear they say something about you doing this for your child, you doing that for your child, and all of a sudden, it's like, here, catch my box.
Right, like, they're tossing at you.
Like, the minute you say something about being positive, doing something right, trying to make something work, that's when, you know, they in your DMs, they in your inbox on Facebook, they finally texting you back about, hey, what are you doing this weekend? I'm bored. You want to go such and such? Got a woman now. Why are you hitting me up? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, don't know. Exes are horrible. They're exes for a reason, is what my grandma used to say all the time. But have you guys ever had an ex that you kind of say to yourself, I fucked up and want to try again? I'm going to take that.
No, the reason why you break up.
No, but you know, sometimes you make the mistake. Like, you realize you did something wrong. Because I know I got a couple of them I know I did that with. You know, they were good girls, had everything going for themselves, and there was pussy over here. So I went to that pussy, not realizing that, you know what, this wasn't going to stay around until I got my shit together. So they moved on. I'm like, damn, I fucked that up. So, yeah, I've had that. What about you, Mimi? Got a dude that you just like, you know what, because of how I am, I probably could have ruined this guy for life.
Damn, it's only been 30 minutes since I just started. She fall asleep already?
I was going to say, don't tell me she's asleep already. All right, just so we can make sure we keep Mimi alive, we are going to actually go into her special segment, What Would Mimi Do? Now, this week, see, I ain't even got no music for it. I need to, let me cue some background music up for it. Get a little freaky here. Okay.
Wait, pause? Man, I'm not doing that on myself.
Nah, man. Listen, a little nice little relaxation music back there. I deleted most of the old background music off.
I think that's what
we're
putting out
of sleep,
man.
I don't know.
Every time we play Biggie in the background, the cell always snoring.
Nah, she work an 8-hour day, dog, so we got to give her a pass. Got to give her a pass. All right, but today we got some listeners who's actually sent us in some little questions and whatnot and want to see what Mimi would do.
Hey, are these questions men-oriented? I think we deserve to ask some questions too, Tom.
We do have some men-orientated ones today. We do have some men-orientated ones.
Nobody wants to know what the guys would do?
Actually, I do have a couple of them on here that they would like to know what men would do in regards to the situation. So, you want to go ahead and start with the men one?
I mean, no, because we need to keep her alive.
All right, okay. All right. Mimi, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Question number one from a female listener. Okay. She says she just found out that she's 10 weeks pregnant by her boyfriend. They've been basically fucking around and actually became an official relationship as of New Year's. Oh, they want to start the year off right. Unfortunately, though, the boyfriend gave her a choice. Either keep the baby and leave, or get rid of the baby and they stay together. Now, she's thinking he's being selfish. And was told by her doctor that she wasn't supposed to be able to have children anyway, but she loves him very much and wants to be with him. She wants to know what she would do. So my question to you, Mimi, is what would you do if you was in that position? She thinking deeply, dog.
I'm
not
going to speak.
I'm just saying.
I don't like that whole thing, the fact that you feel you gotta get rid of your kid to keep somebody. Like, that don't sit well with me.
Me either.
Yeah.
Especially if it's the person you staying with, it'd be different if she got knocked up by some other dude. Then I can understand the issue here. But it's the same dude.
Like, he's like, oh, well, kill the baby or I'm leaving. Like, what kind of shit? I don't know. Like, in my opinion, he ain't no stand-up nigga anyway, so that ain't no nigga I would want to date in the first place. So I can't give her advice on how to stay with somebody that I feel is a sucker.
So basically, in so many words, you saying take the baby and roll? You just hit his ass with child support?
I mean, it's ultimately her decision as far as, you know, what she wants to deal with. I just feel like I can't stand deadbeat ass daddies. Everybody know this.
Yes.
It's not even just dads. I mean, it's deadbeat bitches out here too. I feel like going and having an abortion to get rid of your responsibility is the same as these niggas ducking out on their responsibility and not taking care of their fucking kids. So I have a personal thing against abortion, so I can't really advise you to be like, you know, yeah, just go suck it in the tube, it's cool.
That's kind of a way that abortion is, one of the ways that abortion are done is basically vacuuming it out, but yeah, okay.
What happened to the old school way of just taking a bit in the stomach?
Oh my god. I hate you, dog. Really, I do. Alright, next question.
I think there were probably so many that failed and then the kids just came out fucked up that they decided not to try it.
That's
because
right.
Now, not only do you have a kid that you don't want, you got a retarded kid that you don't want. So that's like a double whammy.
Right. So, but I still hate you for saying that, though.
Because, I mean, come on now. Be realistic. Everybody's going to love their kid regardless, but nobody wants the retarded kid.
True. I'm not going to say, like, my little brother, he's autistic. I love that nigga to death. There are moments where if dude was, like, non-autistic, me and my cousin would have been in plenty trouble. Because dude would have dry snitched on us so much.
But we just take advantage of his autism.
Right. Like, that's one of the things. Like, now that I'm older and dude older too, and he's starting to want to do things that, you know, normal adults want to do too, I do sit back and be like, dog, if this kid could talk, he could tell so much on us because we've done so much.
And I mean, it requires, you have to have a certain, like, a superb level of patience,
right,
to be able to deal with that. And it's like dealing with that on top of you not wanting this kid in the first place, that's real heavy.
It is. All right. Next caller. Next fan. That's what we're going to call him now. The next fan. All right. Chick was with a guy for about 6 years, and they broke up for 3. You know, they were basically...
Can't call it the next fucked up situation.
That's what it was. I don't know. Some of them not really fucked up. They actually not as bad as they were before.
Just tonight. Who's to say what's gonna happen next week?
This is what, true. Damn sure. No, that's true. All right. Okay. They broke up after 3 years of, you know, being on a friends with benefits tip. Now he started a relationship with another woman, and she found out. She knew about what they had before, knew about them being in love, and knew about them stop seeing each other for about 6 months. Then one day, he showed up at the door, and they had the talk, the where did we go wrong conversation. After that, they actually started back up with him again and eventually found out that the other woman was still in the picture. Now, she says that the other woman is a non-factor to her because she knew about her and didn't care. So basically meaning that the other chick was a side chick when she was the main chick. Now the side chick is the main chick, and she's the side chick, and she don't give 2 fucks. All right. Now all of a sudden, going from being a side chick, she's starting to catch feelings again. She's starting to feel that he's basically playing with both of them and don't really want to be involved with him anymore. After a while of them just talking, she just wants to be friends only now because she don't feel like being used. The problem is, he keeps calling about sex. That's all he talks about. Sex, 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 sex. Finally, one day, she was like, well, give me money then. He called her a hoe, a prostitute, and she basically wants to know, does he have the right to call her a prostitute now that all of a sudden she wants money from the situation, from something they've been doing all along to begin with?
No, I mean, you can't say, like, well, does he have a right to, whether he has a fucking right to or not, he's pissed because you were taking away a source of ass from him, so he's going to say whatever fuck comes to his mind, whether he really believes it or whether he doesn't. Some shit that he wants to piss you off because you have taken away some ass that he felt was guaranteed, because you know why? You made him feel like he was fucking entitled to it. Because when you say, hey, I don't give a fuck about this bitch, I'm going to give you this pussy anyway, he feels like, okay, this is a secured piece of ass. She does not care about anything, so I do not have to worry about this piece of ass going anywhere. And guess what? That piece of ass went somewhere, and now he's upset. So you can't really be upset with him for a situation you put yourself in.
Right.
That's my take on it. But
and that's what I thought, too. But I thought a woman's opinion on it, because, let's be honest, when niggas get mad, we say shit. We might not even mean it. We just say shit. Because I know there's been plenty of times I done told a chick that the minute you start asking me for money, I ain't fucking with you no more because you just trying to get in my pockets. Which may not be the case. Hell, technically, it's probably about damn time I spent money on you. Took you out to eat, did something.
I would just like to let the record show that if there are any females that are listening to that last question,
care, you basically lose. It's like there's no fucking hand you can play out of that and win. You put yourself in that situation willingly. So when, surprise, surprise, the shit goes wrong, as it always does, you just gotta lace up your boots and walk the fuck on. Ain't shit you can do about it. You made that choice. It eventually blew up. Now you gotta walk away from it. What just happened? Here go this janky ass technical difficulties again.
You and I, till the day we die. Yeah, yeah. Ex-girlfriend, how you been? I see you still trying to fuck with other women, man. Remember when I first met you in my cousin's house? A week later, we was fucking on your mama's couch. Now it's been said that big girls, they don't cry. But they damn sure lie. Look you in the eye, saying you they own me. You and I, till the day we die. Said you never leave me lonely. Fly tenderoni, but you phony. Shoulda listened when my mama told me. Soon as I turned my back, you try to fuck my homies. That was then, this is now, I got a new friend. Ever since I cut them loose, ain't you wanna bone me. Add stripes to my life. Pussy that'll make me think twice about leaving. The wife even. Picture that, you ain't want me when you had me. Now you on your third baby daddy. And you hate to see a nigga happy. So you're trying mad ways to trap me. Looking at my girl Nancy, trying to throw the pussy at me.
Look at this bitch over here trying to act like me.
Uh-huh, fuck that bitch. You don't like
leftovers.
I'm still young today. When I die. Yeah. ass crew be acting new. Let me find out you fucking with Boo, and y'all gon' feel it. Waiting for the day that you front and catch a lump from my black butterfly. Dead on pack of lullabies, sleep on her. She said you bitches tried to creep on her in the mall and didn't know she had to reach on her. Pearl handle 22, my boo. She go ahead and walk her dog and represent woo to the fullest. You and Hunk can shoot the fair one, I'll bring the bullet. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing. You and them dyke looking bitches acting like y'all jumping something. Go ahead with that bullshit. Got tired of the games, the lies, the feeble alibis. Now you fucking with the next guy. A thug nigga, derelict, be acting bug nigga. Show this nigga mad love, but get no love, nigga. Stupid ass, plus I heard that he be beating on you. I seen him at the club cheating on you. With your best friend, got you stressing. And you stuck, pull your shoes up. All you need's affection, but you're headed in the wrong direction. Trying to make this nigga jealous with other fellas. All up in my face, acting overzealous. Like you want something from meth. I hope it ain't love, girl, cause I ain't got nothing left for you. Plus you miserable, misery love company. Shit, I'm living comfortably. Don't need no nigga hunting me down for fucking rap with his kitty. Talk to him before my brother put a spark through him. Won't be pretty. The situation got my whole attitude shitty. And got you acting hot to ditty with your slut committee. You know I know, so go find another sucker, yo. I've been there and been done that before. And don't need it no more. That's my word. So go to your room with that dick. Word up. Tell that big head nigga you're wrong with the dude. Lock the bag on my motherfucker.
Okay, people, we do apologize for that. Either A, they finally caught up with us and say, fuck you, niggas, you're getting off air, or B, we actually having technical difficulties. So as we try to get things back together and get situated, we're going to go ahead and get a little bit more into this music. Luckily, I had some stuff really set up already. We're going to go ahead and play this. Wale is called the breakup song, so check it out.
Yeah. Breaking up is hard to move along, it's even harder. It's over, she got colder now, can't locate where her heart is. And I'm just being honest, since we not even talking. My mom won't let you go, should even consider stalking. Now, you know I be teasing, no, you know that my ego won't. Thought this was forever love, just that was just season, no. She got back, well, oh boy, probably had a reason, no. Although thought that we was broke, guess that wasn't feasible. But we ain't gotta be beefing, no, I miss you at my recent show. I speak to CJ often and sometimes I just wanna speak you up. Yeah, hit you up or call you up or send a text. Your new man got my respect, so if I do call, it's just a check. Heard that you are I though, my nigga for life though. It's funny how this life goes. We love for a while, then the light goes. Took me a while just to write those. Pride I had to fight, so I'ma stop right there. And I know you don't care, but I hope you got that bite, boo. Hey. Contemplate, I wrote about her. We no longer close to nothing. That's why she ignore my flowers and my call and my text. Spending her time with them, I guess. I regret some shit I did, but darling, is y'all intimate? Who was better? I know I was. Told you lie, don't blow my buzz. You ask me who I'm stroking now, I say that the pool is closed. Can we stay broken up and all these pages close them up? I hope we both do learn from this, so my next joint don't gotta be so rough, huh? Gotta get better with time. Relationships should never rewind. Better leave it all behind. Guess that means you can never be mine. Well, there's a but. Without you, love, it's cold as fuck. Life is a movie, we both stay cut, but most times, darling, the sequel sucks.
right, people. Apparently, Blog Talk themselves is actually having issues. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to go ahead and end this episode of the Definitely Fresh Show. But definitely make sure you tune back in with us on next Tuesday as we return. Might go ahead and probably do this show on Thursday. We could pull that off as well. We'll never know. We'll see. But definitely, you know, thanks for tuning in. And make sure you check us out at tonedeafradio.com for any of the latest updates in regards to Tone Deaf Radio. See you.